Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Kicking off a busy week. Just a reminder, we're going to be at the Grand Hotel at Cape May, New Jersey in just a few weeks. Friday, June 20th. So that's 18 days, according to my math. Look how good I am. And I want to see you there. All right. It's Friday. You do not need a ticket. The show is open. It's free. Just come on up to the fifth floor ballroom and join us. You can come for all the show. You can come for a little bit of the show, however you like. But either way, you want to be there for our first live show of the summer. Everybody's talking about what happened in Colorado, and we will certainly break it down for you. There's lots of breaking news around that. This guy, the suspect in this, was here overstayed on a visa, overstayed, and shouting "Free Palestine." So there's craziness what we're seeing on the streets of places in America, and that's because the left is perfectly fine with calling Israel, accusing them of genocide, and of course they're not committing genocide, but the left is all in on saying that, and so you have crazy people out there who are absolutely 100%, as the Israeli ambassador to the United Nations, Danny Dannon, just said a few moments ago, bringing terrorism to U.S. streets. So it's a damn shame. And of course, it's June, which means it's time for corporate exploitation of the rainbow flag. And you're going to be vomiting rainbows, if you haven't already, everywhere you look. Now, we didn't get to see any rainbows during all this rain we had, but now there's rainbows everywhere, because this is what has to happen in June. They have to spend the entire month acting like people who are gay or oppressed in America in the year 2025. But credit to Jon Stewart, who I'd be cracking up, making fun of some of the ads that companies are putting out to celebrate Pride Month. And by the way, if you have seen one that makes you laugh, please send it my way. The Oreo one is hysterical. And we're going to play that for you as the show goes on today. But it never ceases to amaze me how every company winds up flying rainbow flags and lighting their buildings in rainbow colors and acting as if somewhere there are gay people who are oppressed in a labor camp or in a mine or awaiting execution or something. That doesn't happen in this country. It does happen by Hamas, for example, though. They do kill gay people. And it does happen in a lot of crazy Middle Eastern countries that the left seems to somehow feel as if they're the oppressed victims, as they hate our friend Israel, who doesn't kill gay people, by the way. Israel does not do that either. So just an interesting tidbit. But I think a lot of what these companies do, the whole woke thing in corporate America, I've long had this theory, it's not really about catering to a market. What they do is they want to hide the fact that they pay their executives like millions and millions of dollars a year. I'm not suggesting these people don't deserve it. In many cases, they don't. But in some cases, they do. But that's beside the point. What they do is they overpay their executives in what's known as the C-suite, from the CEO to these overpaid corporate hacks and spokespeople and attorneys and all these other people. And then they pay $15 an hour or sometimes less to the people in the mailroom and other places like this. And so to get away from anyone on the left ever actually exposing that, they'll jump on whatever the cause du jour is from the woke mob on social media. So if that means rainbows, then rainbows will fly, and very, very overpaid corporate executives will fly those rainbows so that nobody looks at what they make compared to, say, what people make who are like secretaries and producers and jobs like that. That's what corporate America does, and it will never change. It's the same reason why, you know, Anheuser-Busch, the whole stupid thing with Dylan Mulvaney. There's not enough people to cater for this. I mean, even people that I know who are gay, and yes, I do know people who are, they think the rainbow thing is stupid as well. Everybody does, because it's stupid. It's dumb and it's exploitive. And if you can't see that, I don't know what to tell you. But corporate America is not going to take the chance that they're going to have an angry woke mob on social media coming after them. So they'll do whatever it takes, including, by the way, they'll even do some of the things like they'll put out commercials showing how inclusive they are with their products. Like Burger King, for example, with their famous burger that has a top bun and a top bun instead of a bottom bun. I know. But anyway, so yeah. So welcome to Vomit Rainbow Flag Month, as it's known. Now, D-Day is coming up. We only do one day for D-Day. We only spend one day on that. It is funny in this country what we spend. Like, we get Memorial Day gets a day. Veterans Day gets a day. Pride is an entire freaking month of rainbows. To me, it's just funny because it's the biggest scam going. But there are people out there who I guess think this is sincere from these people. I guess. I don't know. Okay. So, all right. Here's what's going on. We got a lot to chat about. And this is what we're talking about. We're talking about John Fetterman, who, by the way, I don't know what to tell you about this guy other than he's, in my opinion, reading the political tea leaves of Pennsylvania very correctly, which is that Pennsylvania is not a state that wants to put up with the kind of Democrat that John Fetterman pretended he was many, many years ago. I think John Fetterman is very smart. He went to Harvard. He's got money. He comes from money. He's no fool. And he ran as Bernie Sanders back when that was the thing to do. You know, you run as Bernie Sanders and you act like you're a crazy kook. And then all of a sudden, suddenly John Fetterman now is acting like this big moderate. Is it because he had a stroke and his brain changed? Is it because there's a body double, like in the movie Dave, and the body double is taken over? Or is it just the fact that John Fetterman knows the political winds in Pennsylvania, or a state that Donald Trump crushed it, and he knows that his voters are Trump voters? And if he wants to stay a U.S. senator, he's got to do that. Otherwise, he's not going to make it in Pennsylvania. It's also why you see Josh Shapiro last week coming out and praising Donald Trump on the U.S. steel deal. Exact same reason, because he wants to show everybody that he's this middle of the road moderate governor. I mean, don't act like when they need to be the resistance, they'll still pretend to be the resistance. But they don't want to become unpopular in a state that Donald Trump absolutely crushed it in. And Pennsylvania is the reason why he's president. I've told you that a million times. And it may not be the way. I mean, it may not be the reason why somebody's president in 2032, because if the census goes the way I think the census is going to go, what that means then is Pennsylvania is going to lose seats in the Electoral College. So will a lot of states in the Northeast, and the states that are going to gain them are places like Texas and Florida. So you could still, a Democrat could still win Pennsylvania and Michigan and Wisconsin and every state Kamala Harris won and still lose the White House in 2032 if that if that map holds. And I don't see it changing because I still see people fleeing these states. And we've got 4 years until the census has to be done. And unlike the Democrats, who are going to try to let everybody into this country so that those people could be counted towards the apportionment of seats in the House of Representatives, this president is not doing that. This president is kicking them out. So by the time the census rolls around in 2030, you're going to have people who've left blue states or blue-leaning states to go to red states, which means that those red states are going to need more representation in the House, which then equals more electoral votes in the Electoral College. The blue states will lose the representation, making them even less relevant. And because Trump is kicking people out of this country and not letting new people in, the Democrats won't even be able to pull that scam that one of their members said out loud a while ago. Like, I need these bodies in my district. I need these bodies to be counted for the census. They shouldn't be because they're not United States citizens, but they don't care. They will do whatever it takes to remain in power, obviously. So if that means counting undocumented illegal immigrants as part of that to get the House seat, then they'll by all means do it, and they'll try to do that. And that's what part of the game has been all these years. It's been part of the flood the zone strategy by Democrats. And so when Republicans in red states were sending people to blue states, they were feigning outrage. Like, how dare you send them to Massachusetts? But they were actually secretly happy about it. Same thing with New York, because they intended to count all those people towards the representation in the House of Representatives. Remember, there's only 435 seats in the House. That's a fixed number that doesn't change. You got to divide that around the entire country. And if people are leaving blue states, those blue states will lose seats in Congress. The way you get to your electoral votes is you add up all the seats that a state has in the House and the two Senate seats, and that's your number for the Electoral College. That's why California has a lot of electoral votes, but it's going to lose seats in the 2030 census. The strategy from Democrats is always, well, then we'll make up for the people who are leaving, who are U.S. citizens, and go into red states that are more affordable by having illegal immigrants here and then counting them towards the census. And then that way we get to keep our representation in the House. But the new sheriff in town, Donald Trump, is aware of this. He knows the game, and he's not going to let that game happen. But that's why Democrats keep screaming about all the deportations, of why they're so unhappy with it, because these are their bodies. Now they need the bodies to count. Anyway, among the many reasons why they hate John Fetterman and they want him to go, he laid into his own party for the unacceptable handling of the border crisis. Let's begin with cut number 9. They did a debate, so to speak, between Fetterman and Dave McCormick on Fox Nation. And I think it was on America's Newsroom this morning as well. And they got into a number of different issues. And here's Fetterman going after the Democrats, cut number 9.
A lot. I mean, there was that joker, that quote. It's like, hey, now after a couple billions, that might matter sometime. And now we're talking $37 trillion. And now that's a significant danger for our nation's future, honestly, as well. But if I had to find something in that, the big, beautiful bill, that I could support that. And that's a mistake that our party made, and that's the border. I absolutely support those kinds of investment to make our border security as well now, too. Our party, that's when I've lost some support in my party, that I thought the border was really important. And our party did not handle the border appropriately. Look at the numbers. 267,000, 300,000 people showing up at our border. And, you know, we can all agree that's roughly the size of Pittsburgh. Now, that's unacceptable, and that's national security issue, and that's chaos. So a secure border, being very pro-immigration, that's as I am as a Democrat. It's like trying to think two things must be true. And that sometimes that's put me at the odds of my party and my base to assume that I've changed my values. And that's never changed. That's never changed. Two things must be true, because we can't pretend that we can take care of if there's 300,000 people showing up every month, not once a year, every month. And that's a truth and it was appropriate. And now trying to find a way forward when we both represent the most purple part of America. And now during the middle of all of it, it's like we are going to disagree and vote on different things. But for me, it's about trying to find the things we can win together and deliver those kinds of wins for Pennsylvania and then ultimately for America.
Newsflash for John Fetterman. They don't want that. Your party does not want that. Your party does not want you working together. Your party does not want you delivering for America. Your party wants you to be the opposition, to be the resistance. That's why there's more stories coming out even today about John Fetterman's health. There's a report that there's a newspaper calling on him to resign, to give up his seat. And more people speaking undercover, saying that they, you know, Fetterman's health, he just can't make it. He can't do it, you know. So every day they're smearing the guy and attacking the guy. And it's the only thing that's changed is his policies. I mean, he was worse when he got elected, if you ask me. If you watched that debate with him and Dr. Oz years ago, it was clear that Fetterman, he could barely speak back then. So nothing's changed other than the fact that he's willing to speak out on the border and he's willing to speak out on anti-Semitism. He's willing to say those things because he knows that that's what you have to say if you want to win in Pennsylvania, a state that Donald Trump won overwhelmingly. So here's Fetterman calling out anti-Semitism, cut number 10.
Well, I think you can confirm this. The first time you and I met, that was the fifth anniversary of the Tree of Life massacre. Yeah. He lives in Squirrel Hill where the congregation is and that we met there. No. And that, for me, that really just brought it home. You know, I remember when that massacre happened in 2018 when I was campaigning for lieutenant governor. And now here we are now. And what happened yesterday in Boulder, it's astonishing, you know, that the kinds of the rank and Semitism out of control, and for me, and as my friend just pointed out, this is just rampant across all the universities, for all these places too. I mean, we really need to call it what it is. And now, and for me, politically, being very, very firmly side on Israel, that kind of put parts of my party at odds for that. And I just want to continue. And I think we need to deliver a legislative solution too with, and really address anti-Semitism and now, and just call it what it is. Now, how?
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, call what it is, anti-Semitism. But that's why now you're getting all this blowback from people within the Democratic Party, because you're saying the A word, anti-Semitism. And of course it's that. It's exactly what it is. But you have Democrats out there. Think about this now. Rashida Tlaib, Ilhan Omar, the brother lover, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and others who are saying that Israel is complicit and committing genocide. Bernie Sanders is saying that. John Fetterman once said he was Bernie Sanders. He was going to be the Bernie Sanders of Pennsylvania. You go back to the days when he was running for U.S. Senate back in the mid-teens. You look at when he ran for lieutenant governor. You look at those years. Fetterman was Bernie Sanders. So either he's really had this just giant awakening. He figures what he is saying, what he has to say to win. But you say those things, and then that's why the Democrat Party now wants you gone. You know, you go online, and people are just bashing the guy left and right. Left and right. He's doing what he has to do to win in Pennsylvania. I don't know how sincere it is. I really don't. I don't know the guy. Never met him. We've invited him on the show. He's not come on the show. I don't know him, so I can't vouch for him. So I'm telling you, I don't know if this is an act. I tend to think it is, though. I tend to think he's a very smart political guy. And smart political people pivot in politics when they need to. I mean, look at Gavin Newsom in California. Gavin Newsom, for everything I'll say about him, he's a slime ball. He's got the hair. I mean, well, the hair is perfect, right? But I mean, he's a sleaze bag. I wouldn't trust that guy with my dog. I don't have a dog, and I still wouldn't trust him with my dog. But he's smart, and he knows now that if he wants to run in a general election that's so crowded with crazy people and actually win, he's got to act like a moderate. So he's acting like a moderate. These people are actors. Maybe Fetterman has had a sincere change of heart. I don't know. I can't vouch for him. I don't know. I'm just telling you what the political ramifications are for him saying these things. And the political ramifications of him saying these things are people saying, you got to go. You need to leave. And then they start this whisper campaign that he's sick, he's crazy, he can't stay, he's got to resign, he's got great health issues. So he addressed that today. And he addressed that with Senator Dave McCormick on Fox News, cut number 11.
Well, no, for me, it's very clear. It's just part of like this weird smear, this thing. And the more kinds of left kind of media continues to have these kinds of an attack, and it's just part of a smear, and that's just not accurate. I've always been there. And for me, if I miss some of those quotes, I mean, some of those votes, I've made 90% of them. And we all know those votes that I've missed were on Monday. Those are travel days. And I have three young kids, and those are throwaway procedural votes that they were never determinative or they were important. That's a choice that I made. And, you know, of course, he did defend me through that. And he actually asked me, it's like, is it okay to defend you? I don't want that to create more political problems.
Thought it might hurt him.
Yeah, he did. And I'm like, no, I appreciate that. He and people recognize the smear in this process of this.
Yeah, it's a smear, all right. It's what they do. And the smears are going to continue. Don't think. I mean, yeah, Matt's invited him on the show at least three times, as recently back in March. But they hard no. He won't do. He'll do Fox News. He won't do this show. And maybe it's because he knows that I'm going to probably ask him some questions that, you know, might be fair to the guy. I want to believe. Look, I want to believe that he's had a sincere conversion. It's happened before in politics. And maybe he has, but I can only know that if I speak to somebody. I can only know that if I look somebody in the eye, and I can know. And you know me, I give people great latitude for personal growth and change. I was out there defending Tulsi Gabbard's conversion, while other people were out there saying that she was just acting. But I looked in her eyes, I stared deeply into those eyes. I looked into her eyes and I saw sincerity right there is my point. That's what I'm talking about. I mean, Trump's changed on issues, too. But again, I've looked in his eyes. I didn't stare as long as I did with Tulsi's eyes, but it's sincere. It's sincerity. And you know the difference. But I'm cynical by nature, as you know. I think we all are, especially if you follow politics and you've seen BS a million times. So, yeah, the cynical part of me says, come on. Like, stop. But if he has, great, good for him. But I think John Fetterman has ambition. I think he's always had ambition. He's run statewide many times until he eventually was elected lieutenant governor. And don't forget, you run as lieutenant governor separate from, it's not in Pennsylvania, you're not picked to be lieutenant governor by the governor. You run for it. It's a separate position you run for. And then there's a team. And when he ran for that, he ran basically like a socialist. And for the longest time, he was out there parading around with his wife, Giselle, as this big crusader who was going to protect illegal immigrants from Donald Trump. And something happened. People say, well, he had a stroke and his brain healed. And you know, it's not really John Fetterman anymore. Or maybe he just looked at the electoral map and maybe he just looked at how Donald Trump won every county in PA except for two. And one of those counties that Donald Trump won was his own. You know what I mean? So maybe he just looks at that and goes, yeah, I should probably, you know, that's what I would do. if I were a cynical, I mean, if I were a self-serving politician, that's what I would do. But I'm not. That's why I have no interest in ever really, you know, running for office, because I just I'd be around people like that too much, and it would just disgust me. So that's why I can't do it. And I'd also have to be around idiots like His Royal Ruggedness King Philip the Unaccountable, who's now made another one of his stupid declarations, which he's done before. He's actually done this one before. He's redoing it, but it's still as ridiculous as you could possibly imagine. So we'll talk about that as well. That is the big story of the hour, brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. Two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VeneriaDental.com. Lots to talk about today. We'll talk about what happened in Colorado. And also, too, a question is, will AI really destroy us? There's this incredible story about how AI has now figured out how to not turn itself off when it's been given the command to turn off. Yeah, exactly. Open the cargo bay door, Hal. We'll be right back.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.